Maybe, hopefully one day, as you would say, the world will know what you know, that small Palestinian children know too much about inhumanity for their age, that Sharon's assassination during peace negotiations land grab is on full force, that life in Palestine is about checkpoints, explosions, digging roads, about vegetable farms, gardens, orchards, greenhouses, fruit trees, after years, hours of care, of work, bulldozed. But I don't think you realized yet that you would only be hearing Ali's name, the 8-year-old shot, killed by an Israeli tank, only a little while longer. That even if you thought one day you would see the ocean again, go home again, that coming to Palestine meant no longer having a choice again. That you came from Matbey to Rafah and became our Olympia. The night is warm and cold, and I can't stop crying as I sit and write to you. I want every line to celebrate you, to caress your soul, your small body, bulldozed, and once again, bulldozed. Difficult to say, to believe, even as I repeat. Your shape stains Rafah's earth, reminds this place of its crimes. Your family still questioning why. But in Palestine, the question is why, the answer why. Tonight and every night, you will dance inside all of us, Rachel's Depke. We will remember how you loved barn hair, sesame, Lincoln School, how you loved Nidal, Mansour, Rafat. We will remember the fragility of life as your voice travels through us. Mama, I have nightmares of tanks and bulldozers outside our house. You and me inside. Mama, love you, really miss you. Mama, the place is shrinking. Mama, life is shrinking. Mama, it hurts to witness how awful we can allow the world to be.